Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Guten Tag.
Hallo.
Goodbye.
Guten.
Auf Wiedersehen. She's back.
I'm back. I've landed in the States.
You are, I feel your revived spirit charged by Western Europe.
Europe is.
You seem different.
Europe changes a girl. That's the thing about it.
You're being called.
Mm-hmm.
Yet again.
Yet again, I've come to the conclusion that Europe is the only answer for me personally.
I get it.
As like the next place where I would live.
You sounds like you had a great adventure.
I had a fabulous German adventure.
You got to live sort of like a Lydia Tarr on vacay truth.
It was a really perfect mixture of like learning, seeing, and spending.
Learning, seeing, and believing, and spending.
Exactly. Like, and that is like the best. And chilling, too. I did a lot of chilling.
Is it expensive in Berlin?
Not that I could. Like,
did you have
it didn't. Nothing shocked me.
Did you have currywurst?
I had a currywurst in the train station. And French fries with mayonnaise. And what else?
What's that like?
It's fine.
Yeah. Doesn't appeal to me.
I had a lot of beef carpaccio randomly.
Okay.
Which I mean, I love a carpaccio moment, but like, I feel like a lot of places I went, beef carpaccio was a thing and I was taking part of it. Had a ton of German food, ate schnitzel like 4 times in 2 days.
What's like a classic German dish?
Schnitzel.
Right.
Like a pounded down flat, either veal or chicken maybe, and then breaded, fried in butter,
right.
Served with like a cold potato salad, sauerkraut.
Like a Hot Pocket?
No.
Okay.
A Hot Pocket is more of like a burrito, no?
Hot Pocket's like an inside out pizza.
It's not like that, okay. An inside out pizza.
A panzerotti, if you will. A strudel.
I never had any strudel. I had a lot of like sausages. They had like this one like cheese. The sausage game in fucking Germany is real. And I
sampled, know how to do their sausages.
Many sausages.
They know Germans sure know how.
They know how to
pack
stuff
that sausage.
A sausage with cheese and fry it on up and give it to me. It was so fucking good.
Were you in the German countryside at all?
No.
But you went to you went to like a palace.
I went to the palace outside of Munich. There's a palace called Nymphenburg Palace that's like a short train ride and a walk outside of Munich.
Where my favorite prince was born.
I know. The gay prince of the gods.
Ludwig.
Ludwig II.
If you don't know, his castle is what Disney World, the Disney castle, is based on.
Yeah, he built a castle that's about 3 hours by train away from Munich. I can't think of the name of it right now, but everyone calls it the Disney Castle. It's stunning up in like the mountains.
He was like the Prince of Bavaria, and he was gay and like really eccentric, but he was like a total patron of the arts, and like
he was obsessed with Wagner and like gave most of his money to Wagner to like help him just like live his life. And then he also spent a ton of his money and like went into debt based like because he was obsessed with architecture and building palaces. So he just wanted to like build palaces, help Wagner, not see anyone, and just like
and he
write
had a boyfriend.
Letters to a friend. Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Sexy.
But like it was like a companion. And I believe
his friend.
I believe he was killed because they were like, You're spending too much money and you're gay.
Well, they said they were like, they tried to 5150 him. They basically made him, they tried to put him in the insane asylum. They said, you're fucking crazy. We're going to 5150 your ass. Like, get on this train. We're taking you to the asylum and your uncle is now going to take over. And all of his aides were like, they're coming for you to like put you in the asylum. Like, you need to get out of here. Like, you need to leave. And yeah. He was like, no, I don't want to. And they were like, trust us. Like, you're going to go to the asylum. And then sure enough, they came to take him away to the asylum. And then en route to the asylum, he stopped somewhere. And then him and one other guy left, like, the
when's the movie?
Thing. And then he died mysteriously. Like, they found both the guys dead in the lake. And people think that he was shot in the back, like, trying to escape to somewhere.
This is what they do to this is what they do to the gays back then.
This is what they do. They give you a lobotomy.
Or a woman.
Yeah.
Gays and women who were just like a little, thought outside the box a little, they said, time for a lobotomy.
They didn't like that how reclusive he was because he just didn't want to like go to events.
Why would you?
I mean, seems like a lot of work for like not very much reward.
He's like, look, I earned this right by being born and you need to respect that. And also, I just want to like have like butt sex and give money to a musician who will change culture forever.
I want to get fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
On a reg. And then I want to listen to music and make castles. Capiche? Yeah. And they were like, no, you're insane. And also his brother was actually, I think, also insane. Literally insane.
Well, I have a feeling the royals of that time were all a little...
They make them marry their cousins and stuff.
I think a lot of them had, like, issues.
Yeah.
So I think he was a deranged gay prince, but there needs to be a movie about him.
He was sexy.
Yeah, and he just was like, that's fucking cool that he was like, Wagner is the coolest.
Mm-hmm.
His music is the best music ever. So yeah. It's like...
One must have a moment. Like, if you're ever feeling a little bit or like just like you just should put on Ride of the Valkyries and blast it up and have your Wagner moment.
Have you seen Herzog's Nosferatu?
Yeah.
They play Wagner when the castle appears, the Dracula's castle, and mm-hmm. It's like next level
cinematic.
And in the new trailer for the season 2 of Interview with the Vampire, which is like a really hot show, I've talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
You need to watch. You would fucking love this show.
I know. I need to watch it. I think I watched the first episode and then fell off.
It's so good and sexy, but they play Wagner in the trailer.
Okay.
Well, R.I.P.
R.I.P. to a king, true king.
Prince Ludwig would be the best hang.
Yeah.
Right? If you could crack that and be like his hag.
I think he had a hag that was like a cousin of his or someone, maybe... that they tried to make him marry or something like that, but they, like, remained friends.
She was like, don't worry.
She was like, girl, no, but let's be friends. And he was like, okay, sis.
I hate that they shot him in the back. I think he was running away with his lover.
Well, it was rumored they shot him in the back. They said he drowned.
I think it was his lover that he died with. Intrigue. I think he was... Well, it's also like, remember...
You should write the Ludwig...
Remember?
You should write a...
I should.
A period piece. Period. You should write that.
Period. They tried to do that with Rasputin. They tried to kill Rasputin like 12 times.
he was always channeling. And he did, and I'm sorry, it's everyone else's fault for listening to that bitch. If you're gonna come up in here named Rasputin and start stirring the pot.
He low-key was like...
You have to know that something's up. If someone came into my life named Rasputin and they were saying a thing or two, I'd be like, I don't know if I trust you, babe.
He was low-key based. He came up there mad as hell, and he...
he said, we're all gonna toppled the monarchy.
Mm-hmm. He basically contributed... He, like, helped the revolution.
Oh, my God. So, on the plane back, I finally watched Napoleon, which has been on my fucking bucket list for months now.
Good. Mid?
It was not bad.
Okay.
It wasn't great. It was definitely, like, it could have used a lot of notes just as far as the...
I think Ridley's at a point where he's like, no notes.
Yeah, and it shows.
Did you see the Folie à Deux trailer?
No.
Oh, God. You're going to love it.
Dull.
I know you're a Joker head. It looks incredible.
Okay, hold.
Gaga.
Miss Stephanie Germanotta is back.
For Best Actress.
She's coming to snatch wigs in 2024. She's been laying low,
but she's
suspiciously
been...
low, but she knows that her turn is coming.
But every time she's seen, she's rocking like a 10-inch boot.
And
like,
that's when you know that she's not playing around anymore. Oh my God. He's so thin. The original Ozempic head. The Joker. Love in the Insane Asylum? Music to make us whole. To balance the fractures within ourselves. Umbrellas of Cherbourg? I have chills. This is La La Land.
Right?
For real people. Oh my God.
Love.
I'm dead. I was actually rendered speechless during that.
Doesn't it look great?
Oh my fucking God.
How many views does the trailer have? Number one on trending?
Number three. 15,474,751 views.
Okay.
As of right now.
We're on
the fucking beat.
We're on point for Gaga getting a second Best Actress Oscar
I'm fine
nomination.
If she gets nominated like 4 or 5 times and then gets it, but it needs to be for something good. It can't be like a throwaway Oscar for
this.
Like, I know, but I mean, I'm just saying. I feel like they don't want to reward. They don't want to actually give people Oscars who deserve Oscars anymore. This isn't the 90s.
I think she's going to be amazing in this. Right?
She's incredible. This is the kind of the shot of her going like this.
I know.
I was like, that's
Gay Twitter is going ham with that.
Oh my God.
And even the naysayers I see they're coming around.
Even the sinister straights are fucking with it. It's going to turn everyone into an FAG after they see this movie. This is going to radicalize America.
They seem like they have good chemistry.
Great chemistry. This is something worth living for.
Yeah.
This is my faith in cinema renewed.
I was, when I first saw that this was happening, I was like, eh. And I say this as a little monster, but now I'm like,
I was gagged from the jump.
I went from, to,
when they said it was going to be a musical, I kind of was like, so you say.
But it's not, they're just singing
They're
songs
singing like actual real
that already
songs.
Exist.
Not
yeah.
like silly no. Joker songs.
No.
Oh my God. When is it out? This summer?
October.
October 4th.
And they're doing a new Dune.
Thank God. We needed that.
Really fast, I want to talk about a few things. OJ Simpson is dead at 76. Bye.
Bye, bitch.
Caitlyn Jenner wrote, good riddance. And then hashtag OJ Simpson. Good riddance. Friend of Nicole Brown.
I'll say it.
I'll say it. Don't.
Good riddance. No, literally, I got that notification on my phone. And I was like, okay, bye. You were lucky to live this long, you fucker.
You fucker. You killed brutally. You cut your wife's head off.
You murdered people and got away with it.
Yeah.
Good luck. You're lucky.
The Heisman Twitter posted, like, we want to honor OJ Simpson's passing. Like, we send love. I was like,
girl.
He literally killed. He literally cut off the mother of his children's head and killed some gay guy.
Look, I'm no sports aficionado, but I'm also kind of all about separating the art from the artist, but I feel like in OJ's case, that's a no can do.
Yeah, he was the worst. He was so
his whole
hot.
Football career was done before, like...
Yeah, yeah,
he did all that.
I guess he was big in the 70s and 80s. Like, I don't know.
No, he was a huge.
Yeah. I mean, and he was like, he was beautiful.
Yeah, he was a stunning guy.
But he was an absolute psychopath. And mm-hmm. if anyone has any doubts, I urge you to watch the O.J. Simpson ESPN documentary.
It's so good.
And obviously the Ryan Murphy series was great, but this documentary is like, they go in on what he did.
ESPN really is that bitch when it comes to the documentary about O.J. Simpson.
And it was not, and I have to say, my final say, it was not CTE. It wasn't, because they tried to say, like, he was, like...
Well, it might have been a little.
Well, but he was a psycho as a child, too.
T.
He was, like, remember his, like, friend was interviewed, his best friend who drove the Bronco in the documentary? The guy that was his childhood best friend, who also became an NFL player, or, like, played college football, was a big star, and he was like OJ's like lackey. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that OJ was like, you need to get me in a car right now and drive me away. And he was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that when they were kids, OJ was like domineering and like manipulative and controlling everyone and like being a little socio. Mm. He was meant to do this.
It was his destiny.
But yeah, burn in hell. No redemption.
No, I think a little punishment. Well, he did go to jail for a bit for that.
He went to jail for breaking into a Vegas hotel and like doing like a full heist. He is a terrible man. I feel for his children.
Yeah, I feel for Khloe.
I feel for Khloe. I feel for Khloe. But he fucking murdered their mother.
Yeah, it's sad.
He butchered, and she was. Yeah, it's crazy shit. Anyway.
I tried, I watched Ripley,
mm-hmm.
like the full thing.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with that show.
It's really good. I feel a little provincial, but I felt really put off by the black and white at first. I was like, I can't do this. Like, I feel too old. I was just like.
It feels like a hurdle at first. I too was like, don't do this to me. Why are you doing this to me? ? But then. Once you just like give in to it, it actually is like so stunning, and you realize it's better in black and white than it would be in color. The attention to detail, like the technique that it takes to successfully make like a black and white visually appealing is actually harder to do than to make a.
Why did they do it in black and white?
I think just to make it feel like old timey.
Okay. Well,
and it's like the cinematography, it's just so beautiful. And it's like a noir. So it feels very like an homage to like noir cinema.
Yeah. And they're all like, they're all sort of like flops, the mm-hmm. characters. Like Dickie and Marge are like flops.
Yeah. They're kind of boring.
They're like boring straight people. Mm-hmm. And like none of them are actually like doing anything.
They're layabouts.
They're layabouts. And like Tom is sort
they're
of.
They're dilettantes.
Yeah, and they're just like, I guess Marge is from a rich family too.
I don't think so.
She's got like from
she
Minnesota.
Lives in like a weird little hovel. I mean, compared to like Dickie's setup,
yeah.
Like I was like, ooh, Marge, like move in, honey.
But Dakota was a sleigh.
Yeah, she's chic.
The
sisters Fanning, they do no wrong.
Yeah,
they've ascended.
They're cool. But yeah, it's good. Everyone should check it out.
You know what I couldn't stop thinking about in pretty much the entire time I was in Germany is how when Stassi Schroeder went to Paris, she Instagrammed a photo of herself and said it said Nazi chic on it. Do you remember that?
No, but I'm not surprised. I'm in the season when she's first called out for being racist.
Mm-hmm.
And Billie Lee comes on her podcast and she has Billie Lee on as like, feels like crisis control, like crisis management.
They like put the one trans person in this universe. You did literally, what do you do when you know zero trans people? You have Billie Lee on your podcast.
And she starts, Stassi, before they start recording, starts crying because she's like, and Billie Lee has to be like, no, you're a good person. And so it's just wild.
I think that was maybe on the heels of Nazi chic summer. Because she went to Paris with Rachel O'Brien and Dodi, and she Instagrammed a picture of...
In Paris?
I know. And she Instagrammed a picture of them, like a mirror selfie, and Rachel O'Brien was in, like, a beanie, and she said, like, criminal chic, and Dodi was wearing, like a red bandana, and she said, Tupac chic, and then she was wearing, like, a hat, and she said, Nazi chic. And she kept Instagramming pictures of her... like a little charm that had her initials SS on it, and like kookily Instagramming those, and I was just like, "You are such a dumb like the levels of dumb bitch you have to be to do that are so beyond dumb bitch."
I didn't know she did those.
Truly, it's our slur worthy. Like it is,
Laura
girl. I'm just saying, it is.
Don't say the word.
I'm
but
not, but
she is a dumb person. That yeah. I can't believe I didn't know this.
You probably like came on your radar and then quickly went off because you're just like, it was definitely.
And that is like not like one of those things where it's like, oh, it was like 2006. It's like, no, bitch. It was like, this was like, you were well into your adult years.
Then she, well, I think people raised some hell when she did that. And then she deleted the post and re-storied it. And then said, like, she did the same criminal chic, Tupac chic. And then she said, Elsa from Indiana Jones chic. And I was like, you've now made it worse. You've now somehow managed to make this so much worse. You dumb fucking bitch.
God, I'm my VPR. VPR rewatch. She just stormed out of her birthday party
with a bullet hole in her head.
And Patrick.
Patrick was good karma for her. Like she deserved him for a little bit.
My sick truth is he's so hot. Sorry. I think I'm very sexually attracted to him, even though he scares me and he has a man bun that's like not cute. I
don't know what to do with that information.
I know. Look, we
but
all
that's
have
what
them.
Happens sometimes. It just happens to
and
all
I,
of us.
And I think because he's the sort of person I'd want to be like me, approve of me, you know, because I can just feel that. But he was such a tool.
He was so mean to her.
So mean to her in front of her family.
Honestly, though.
Yeah, she deserved
it. She needed that.
Anyway, that is crazy.
It's a crazy. I just couldn't. I'm like, because I was doing like a mixture of like,
did you post photos? You did.
I barely did. I wasn't on my phone all that much.
That's good.
Yeah, I was like, I was just kind of living in the moment. Like, I didn't even take that many photos.
Nice.
It's nice, but now I wish I had, because I'm like, I want to remember this. What if I get dementia? And then dementia is such a threat. But like, I was doing a lot of like touring, like palaces and going to museums and stuff, but then also doing like someone shout out to whatever reader recommended the Berlin Underground tour, because it's like you tour like a Nazi bunker during World War II and like a bomb shelter where all the citizens of Berlin would have to like try and make it there if they heard the sirens. And that was fascinating. So I was doing like a mixture of like World War II history shit, and then like trying to temper all the darkness of that with like art and castles and stuff. So but that just I kept seeing Nazi chic in my head and just being like, my good God.
She was just like truly had no concept of like right and wrong with that kind of something. Like, that is just, like, unspeakable.
It's just fucking crazy.
Anyway.
But anyway, that's a good segue to get into
I'm Carrie.
The reason for the season. I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy Unique
Podcast.
Pump heads. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you. I was gonna
say. Don't do it, girl. The beach day from hell is continuing.
Oh my god. This was so scarring. That beach, the whole...
This whole, like,
last
outing.
Episode into this, you saw the last episode, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That fight was so cathartic.
Finally, we're getting somewhere.
I was just happy.
Miss Glad, because I needed to see.
They were stepping up. They both came to work that day.
They really did.
And I kind of liked that Ariana was just, you could see it. She was like, I want to fight.
Mm-hmm.
She heard, na 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 na, I want to start a fight. Like, she just had it. She just
said, so what?
Yeah.
I'm not a monster.
She showed up that day and was like, I'm not the one today.
Fair. Please, bring that energy to this show that you've been hired on. For the love of God, I pray.
Thank you, queen.
Thank you for doing literally...
And Tom?
One scene.
He
this
heard...
This whole season, by the way. No, two, I guess. You screamed at Tom. At
Tom James also, he saw that and said, two can play that game.
And he this went, is what we're here for.
They are just... as we know, Tom had his back to her on the beach at the little tent they set up and went...
Yeah, is he... The cat bills or the dog, the animal bills are the only thing Ariana paid for. Such a piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck you.
To talk about like who's paying what. Like, that's his only defense now is like,
she didn't pay bills.
It's like, also such a cheap...
She also did clean the litter box. Like, we saw it on TV. Like,
well, I mean, that litter box looked really dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, their house looks a little... owner, like, you.
Their house looked a little stinky.
I was haunted by the litter box revelation. As someone who also has, like,
Francesca.
Had a cat and who also got too depressed to clean the litter box, like, I know what that's like, but I was just, like, not on camera, for the love of God. If my litter box, my former litter box habits were shown on national TV, I would literally sue the production company.
It was bad. But he goes, yeah. And then so he and Schwartz decide to go, like, get drunk at a bar. And Schwartz comes back and he goes, and Katie goes, what are you doing?
Schwartz goes, hey, guys, I'm going to take Tom to the bar just to let things cool off. I just don't want to jeopardize the vibe. I was like, what fucking vibe? They brought you out to Venice Beach. Was it the shittiest beach to go to for, like, a beach day? You're literally, like, on hypodermic needles. Like, what? And then Ariana goes, sounds good. Bye. And he's like, ugh. And then he looks right at Katie and she goes, I said, she did that. When Katie's mean to a man, it makes me happier than anything in this world. She went.
I realized, because Tom Sandoval looks so weird. His face looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, I was watching with Simon last night, and he said, oh, I feel like he's on, like, HGH. Or steroid face.
Steroid face.
Because like
he's so cut right now.
But it's like, something's off with him. His eyes look like, doesn't it look like he has like a vacant...
It might be so much Botox too. Because his face kind of doesn't move.
It also might just be like he has no lights on inside because he's like been...
He's out to lunch.
But I feel like he's spiritually dead from
Scandal. He is spiritually.
Scandal.
He's dead inside. Something is like missing from him. He needs to go on, like, a healing journey to, like,
Hades.
He needs to go to, like, Nepal. He needs to go to a silent retreat. No, he'd be annoying there.
Yeah.
He needs to go to an ashram.
He'd be playing music, though.
He would just be, like, looking at people. He'd just be like, can you imagine going to a silent retreat on, like, the other side of the world and then fucking Tom Sandoval is there?
Mm-hmm.
I'd...
Oh. Quick show suggestion to continue your German and ashrams involved. Deutschland 83.
In.
It's about a spy from East Berlin going to West Berlin.
Okay, I really need that because I realized in my huge World War II, I got so wrapped up in World War II, I really don't know anything about the Cold War. So I found everything about the Berlin Wall to be like really confusing.
One day I need to have Simon's parents on the pod because they lived in divided Berlin.
Where? What side?
The west side.
Oh, okay.
But they lived next to the wall.
Wow.
And they would hear stuff happening. And my mother-in-law was singing in the opera, and he was an artist, and they were living in divided Berlin.
That's chic.
They said it was wild.
They were literally Suspiria for that.
They met at Pari Bar, where the witches go, and that, like, where she, like, looks at her at the end.
Oh, my God.
That's the bar they met at. But they said they would, like, hear, like...
gunshots.
Violence. Anyway.
Yeah, I needed, like, because the Cold War, I'm like, I don't get it. Like, yeah. I don't have the bandwidth for you right now. I go, I'm at capacity. The Cold War tried to tell me anything or two, and I said, I'm at war capacity. I really only have the bandwidth for, like, World War II stuff.
Sandoval is, like, so they go to this bar, and Tom's, like, ripping, Schwartz is, like, ripping shots, because he's a fucking mess of a human.
Also, like, why is Schwartz's, like, belly sweat happening? Did you notice his shirt was all wet? I was like, you're a sloppy pig.
And then these, like,
the literal production company is like trafficking young women to film with.
There was
the
a group
Toms
of,
because no one, you notice, no one else wants anything to do with them. So they're targeting like Gen Z that don't know what Vanderpump Rules is. They're like Gen Alpha.
Yeah, everyone in there is like, I hate. They know that's the fucking guy that cheated,
and or they don't at all, or yeah. All they know is Brandy Melville, and the production company is like, get in here, girlies, like film with these guys, and they're like, okay.
These girls that look like they're literally in college are sitting at a table nearby, and they go like, and Sandoval goes, hey.
Tom Sandoval's also like so obsessed with the fact that he bought batteries and toilet paper and paper towels.
He keeps being like, she's in for a rude awakening, man. She gets her own house. Shut up.
Like, CVS is on every corner, and also Amazon Prime.
It's also like very like.
That's what you brought to the table is you. Restocked batteries? Like, how many batteries does one need?
It's also like so like antiquated the way he's like the little lady didn't know what she was doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, it's really weird to me how fixated he is on that.
Well, he's so vindictive. He's such, it's because he's
it's all he has.
He's a narcissist.
His batteries are all he has.
He's a narcissist, and he's dumb as fuck, and the facade of him being a nice guy has crumbled. And what a narcissist does in those positions when they're caught is they become rats in the cage.
Mm.
And the only defense he has is like batteries.
When batteries and toilet paper are all you have to like lean on.
Yeah. And it's like, no, but you still fucked her friend.
I'm curious. I need like a spinoff documentary of like Ariana's soul searching because. Once all the Scandoval dust, like, wears off, and, like, part of any healing journey is, like, you ask yourself, what was I getting out of this relationship? Like, why was I attracted to this person? What was I getting out of this relationship? Like, what drew me to them? And, like, what about my life and my patterns made this work for me? And, I mean, it's hard to do that kind of soul searching, but it's so essential, and I'm just so fucking curious to know that from her because he is so dumb, like, and we've all like that's
but,
never yeah, but, been a secret like
he was so hot
yeah, but they weren't even fucking.
I know, but he just had like he came across as like
attentive
and just like the fun, nice guy.
And I think, like, a caretaker.
And I think she saw him
like,
as, like...
babe, I got your batteries.
Yeah, I think she saw him as, like, oh, he's definitely not as smart as I am, but, like, he's nice to me.
But I feel like there must have been times where she was, like, this is the dumbest person I've ever met. And, like, I don't understand.
Listen, when you love someone, you love them.
But, like, loving a really dumb person... that's hard.
I think it happens with straight people especially, and gay people, and all people. But sometimes when a woman loves a man and he's dumb as fuck, but he's nice to her and like makes her feel like safe, which it seemed like he did for a while. Mm-hmm. She was probably like, okay.
Yeah, you know? I root for like a non-cocktail book from her exploring these subjects.
Yeah, she has time.
She has nothing but time.
Well, no, and then she's going to host Love Island.
Oh, that'll cut into her time. Aren't there like 59 episodes a season of Love Island? Does America do it the same way? Probably. Or is she going to clean the fuck up? Yeah. Good for her.
Back on the beach, Sheena starts. Sheena, you just hear Sheena going, she's giggling over the idea of setting Schwartz up with former nanny Tori. But then Katie's like, I want to date Tori.
So Katie and Schwartz are both vying for the affections of a 24-year-old, which feels sick. Right for them.
They're sick.
They're sick and twisted game.
She's like a hole between them. I'm sorry. They're treating her like they're treating her like a fleshlight. I'm sorry. This is sick. They want to
sick and twisted.
They
want to
fuck each
right.
other. They want. It's like this is a weird. I'm sorry, Tori. I respect Tori because she's like getting her screen time in.
I like Tori.
I like Tori too. She's like a cool bisexual, pansexual queen with pink hair, Gen Z girly. Love you. Go off. Mwah, period. But I'm also like, these people are using you. But also, I think she knows that they're both using her, and she's like,
using them.
She's using them.
It's
so
mutual.
Yeah, but Katie
and I'm team Katie.
Oh, me too. I want Katie to...
But I am like, this is sick and twisted.
Katie goes, I want to date her. And
Sheena
goes...
She
should date me. Sheena goes, Miss Stelia, girl.
I'm haunted by this Venice day from top to bottom, and especially the restaurant that they go into. I was like...
What was it called? Like, wharf
like
shanks?
Beach wharfers.
The docks.
Yeah, and they walk in, and Lala goes... Lala is truly all about... whatever it takes for the paycheck. She is in production's pocket so hard. She walks into that restaurant. She goes, this is so cute. And I literally go, is it? And then you hear Katie go, yeah. And then everyone orders oysters on like the hottest day of the year. I was like, you guys are
wait, I'm haunted.
Fire.
I'm also haunted in the episode of Sheena of Ariana's when they have dueling birthday parties, and Sheena has it at, or Ariana has it at Cod, the seafood place.
On 3rd Street? No. Their taste in restaurants.
It was, this I is, pray. They had all, this show had a glow up, obviously, but back then they were in the trenches.
Girl, how much have they really blown up?
But I don't think Lala is like saying that. Like, I think Lala probably is like, this is cute.
I'm nervous.
They walk in and Katie goes, yeah, it's cute.
She goes, yeah.
And then Sandoval they get a bunch of buying oyster. Drinks. And then Tori comes over and then...
No, Sandoval goes over to that table of like 12-year-olds and he goes, what do you want to drink? And gets it. Or no, he goes, if you were going to buy your friends a drink, what would it be? And someone goes, that's so sweet. And like then he gets them all drinks and he goes to Venice. Sun and laughter and a continual happily ever after. I was like,
and then one of their, I feel like this is a group of girls and they're like, their parents are sitting at a table near. It's like they're like at like a birthday lunch.
They're on a family trip to California, and the parents said, "Do you guys want to sit at your own table?"
Yeah.
And the girls said, "Yes." And then lo and behold, Sandoval came over.
Also,
he is the kind of guy that would like hit on a 13-year-old.
He's also like, I'm tired of him being like, I'm not drinking. It's like, I feel like you're doing like Molly. Or so, like, yeah, you might not be drinking right now.
You're
not
drinking,
like,
but you're on like HGH.
Yeah, you're, stop lying. Lion Tom.
Tori comes over and she's very confident.
I'm obsessed with her.
Me too. I was like, we should all be as confident as Tor.
I just love her pink hair. Like, she looks like a, she's like, I feel like, but she's also, to me, also giving FBI agent. Because she's like, it's almost so on the nose. She's like a Gen Z, cute Gen Z girl who's also pansexual or bisexual.
She's
and
in
is
the
like,
CIA.
And is like in the CIA.
She is.
Because like, it's
she's
like,
undercover. This is the Americans.
Yeah, I'm like, she's a Russian operative.
She is.
And I'm like, I'm convinced Tori is a Russian operative because I'm like, do you really have pink hair? You have pink streaks? Then she comes over and Schwartz is totally like,
she goes, yes, wife is here. And he goes, no. And she goes, do you want anything to drink? And he goes, do you want something to drink? And she's like, yeah, you know what I like. And he goes, tequila. And she's like, no.
And he
goes,
oh, that go champagne. And she goes, yeah.
And he gets her a bottle and then comes back and she goes, so are you going to ask me on a date? And he goes, isn't this a date? Which I was like, literally.
And then took a gun and went,
put point blank execution.
He goes, he speaks in Twin this Peaks is... Black Lodge, like backwards language. Yeah.
When you do, when a man asks you if what you're doing is a date,
that's not
that
a date.
Is the time to get up and leave and never speak to him. You disappear.
First, kill them in a public space and then run away.
You execute them. A public execution is crucial. And then you get up and walk out.
You
and
flee.
Then when the police come, the witnesses will say
he had it coming.
They're like, ma'am, what happened here? And then the waitress will be like, he asked her if this was a date. She came to meet up with him and he asked her if this was a date. And then the police go, all right, case closed.
Let's pack it up. He goes, and then,
will you go on a date with me? And then she's like, sure. And then he was like, whoa, this is a big day for me. I was like, you're 40 years old and like you're considering this like a huge step.
You're also in a relationship with a woman right now.
Yeah, you also have a
You have a live-in girlfriend.
You're in love with your live-in girlfriend.
You have a live-in girlfriend who, by the way, Joe was on Rachel Going Rogue.
That's fairly rogue of both of them. But I haven't listened yet. She's strangling Rachel.
I feel bad for Joe. We'll
Me
get
too.
There.
I feel really bad for her.
The girlies over on the couches, Lala, Katie, and Ariana and Sheena, right?
Yeah. Lala, Ariana, and Sheena have a girls chat.
Yeah, because Katie comes
over.
Well,
Katie goes over to Tori to just fucking finger blast. She goes, she sits down, she goes, hey, what you drinking? Champagne? That's not champagne. You ever been to Champagne? It's beautiful. I'll take you there.
Champagne, France?
Champagne. Only one kind of alcohol can be really called champagne. It's from Champagne, France. The grapes, they're beautiful this time of year.
And then Tori goes, yes, I've done many jobs. I mean, yeah, I've never been there.
Champagne, France. I
Champagne,
know the
France. I've, Ariana admits. Oh, also... Not Sinister Logan back in the fray with playing cornhole with James.
I was like, it's the first time.
Yeah, it's not the first time.
You played a little cornhole.
You hit that. That's what I call.
I know. Well, Brock and Allie are playing ping pong. And he goes, so, did you have any siblings? And she goes, no. And he goes, how was that growing up? And she goes, I loved it. And then they laugh. I was like, that's cute.
Yeah.
I need more info about Allie.
She was on that CW reality show.
Which one?
In like 2010.
Oh, the country one?
Like Nashville.
So the girls have a girls chat and Ariana finally shows a shred of emotion.
She says, the anger I feel, I understand it's not healthy. Like, this is not healthy.
Huge.
Huge. And she goes, it's just that he has not owned up to it. And it's like driving her crazy.
Yeah.
And I get it.
I understand where she's coming from. Like, but also, yeah, you've got to get out of there.
She says, I feel like I got thrown away by this guy.
She did.
And she did. And I understand. It's also only like 3 months after or like 2 months after.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's very fresh. She feels discarded. She's scorned as fuck. This man has not apologized to her.
And then wants to, like, live in this house that he feels entitled to.
And will apologize to everyone else, but won't apologize to her.
Yeah.
Because if he apologizes to her, that means that he's admitting that he was wrong. Which he can't do!
Or it's, like, conditional, where it's like, oh, if you let me have the house, then I'll apologize or, like, own my part. I feel like that, like, he probably expected her to, like, leave or be, like, done.
That blows my mind. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, like, it's really crazy.
You are.
It's crazy.
Because you bought batteries at like that. What's that hardware store?
You bought a house with someone. Like you both chose this. You like decorated it. And like this was your shared property that you bought with the intention of living in it forever. Or like building a real estate portfolio together as like a long-term couple.
But also just his rationale like, oh, I would go to Home Depot once a week to get. It's like.
And like,
so what? You fucked her friend in your house.
Yeah.
You fucked
this was a, this house existed on the condition of being in a relationship together.
Yes, and you were, you had a, an affair
in the house.
In the house while you're, while she was sleeping.
While her dog died. And
while her,
her
dog died. I'm sorry. Like, I,
you're,
I,
crazy to,
I
think,
I don't think
that
Ariana and Raquel were best friends. Like, I don't, like, I think that has been, like, overblown by, like, the show and whatever. But, like,
yeah,
it was enough where it was an insane betrayal.
You betrayed her. And then
you
what
leave.
Happens when you break up in this way, if you were a real man, you would leave.
You'd leave.
You would
go.
Understand that your choices,
exactly,
like the consequences for your actions are losing this house. Like, if you had thought ahead and thought, like, maybe I should break things off with this person, or like figure out, like, I mean,
it's astounding. It's astounding.
It's astounding. Yeah,
he has no.
There's no, like,
he's not a man.
This is also just what happens when you break up and you live together. Not that I would know. I've never lived with anybody, but like, that's, like, you're sacrificing then the house.
You're not a stand-up guy, Tom.
No, you're a bad, you're a really bad guy. And like, I've seen people being like, why aren't they telling fucking Tom to leave? Like, I don't think that he like, he clearly, if he wouldn't even leave for like 48 hours for her to like process the news that just happened, the chance of him leaving now is like none.
He just clopping around in the house in his flip-flops while she was sitting there crying with her friend Meredith.
It's actually, that's like crazy.
It's like, no, this is when you go to like St. Louis for a week.
Yeah.
You go home to your
give
family.
Her a chance,
give her a fucking week.
Pack some stuff. Give her like a week to just like get her bearings and like figure out life. Like, don't stay there hovering around. Insane.
And then, but Katie's like, I have no time for, she goes, I have no time for deep thoughts. I need to go over to Tori and make my move. And then they start kissing, and Katie goes, let's do it. Let's, you can kiss me.
Tori goes, have you ever dated a girl? And Katie goes, no. And she goes, have you ever had sex with a girl? And Katie goes, yes. Katie goes, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She goes, I would never put labels on myself. I would never put labels. I'm just attracted to people.
She's,
give me a kiss.
She's Demi.
You know what is crazy, though? This reminds me, in the hotel I stayed in Munich, there was a massive, like, statue outside. And I guess, like, this hotel... This was a hotel where I guess Michael Jackson loved to stay. And there's a shrine to Michael Jackson. People, to this day, are laying flowers, pictures, lighting
candles.
Wait,
is this the one where he hung blanket over the balcony?
I thought he did that in Paris.
Oh.
Or did he do that in Munich?
I thought it was in Germany, but maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe I'm wrong. Was it? If he did and I didn't, like, put that together, let's just do a quick Google.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? But I was like... Certainly people are over it by now and, like, have watched HBO and, like, are maybe rethinking. But no, the pilgrimage, people were, like, there were fresh flowers and candles.
People will never stop with MJ. You want to try to say anything critical about Michael Jackson being a pedophile?
No,
you,
I mean, we've chatted about this at length.
No,
but, like,
I know.
It was just funny to see, like, on the heels of that conversation, like, the last time we potted, going to Munich of all places and people just being like, this is where I will make my homage to Michael.
Yeah.
Still to this day.
Oh, yeah.
I guess he loved Munich. I'm so unclear.
He loved Germany. Katie goes, oh, yes, Michael Jackson loved Germany.
Michael loved Germany. He loved to stay there.
She goes, have you ever had sex with a woman? Katie goes, yes.
Yeah.
She goes, I want to kiss you right now. And then Katie goes, you can kiss me. And they start kissing. And then I saw someone on Twitter, because you see them, they both have really long nails. And you see, I saw someone say, like, well, this needs to change if they're going to have fun.
I know. That's the hard thing, is like, you have to cut these nails. Mm-hmm. You see, like, a lesbian manicure is just like your middle. And
Kyle Richards. Do you see Rihanna said Kyle is definitely a lesbian?
No.
Rihanna was... Do you see that interview, Mag?
I saw some of it.
She was talking about the Housewives, and she goes, come on. She goes, I met Kyle, really liked her, but, like, come on.
She's a big old lesbian.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a... You don't like cowboy hats that much if you're straight.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Are you ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? Give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos, and you will rise to the top of the heap, and you will be deified and worshipped for the rest of your days walking this planet.
Because as anyone who has siblings know, that's the only goal on Mother's Day is to be the favorite.
And if you're an only child, you're still competing with all your other extended family members, and it's important to wage a war and come out on top.
If you're an only child, you're also at war with yourself.
So what you can do is get your mother or the preeminent mother figure in your life an Aura frame. You load it up with photos. It's literally the easiest thing to do. And I know that you might be thinking, ew, digital frames are bleak, but I'm telling you, this Aura frame is chic.
And the best part is it has unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, so you can keep updating your mother or mother figure's frame with new photos. So it's the gift that keeps on giving and uploading.
I gave my mom an Aura frame, and she had resisted for so long because she's truly anti-technology, like barely even understands right. How to FaceTime. And I said, just let me. And I set it all up for her. I plugged it in. I fired up the app. I preloaded pictures on it, and now she's so into it that she figured out how to preload pictures and even runs it from her app, which is truly saying a lot because she refuses to download apps. She thinks everyone's spying on her, stealing her data, and the fact that I was able to break through and she literally loves this frame, like loaded it up with pictures of her cat, I was like, we did it, Joe. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame.
That's AuraFrames.com. Use code SUP at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers. Stretching back into the history of the British monarchy, did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Nothing gives me naked confidence like being freshly showered, hair blown out, makeup on, putting on my favorite perfume.
Nothing gives me naked confidence quite like getting my parking validated at Equinox after a well-earned workout.
A very close second would be Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other deos, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet.
And yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi.
Flash forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole-body deo has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people who love feeling confident from head to toe.
New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. I love Lumi because as a gay man, you need to have your taint smelling fresh as fuck. So with one roll of Lumi, I'm ready to get out there and own the world.
What I love most about Lumi is that it's multi-purpose, it saves its customers money because you're not buying all these different products for different body parts. You can just boil it all down to one super product that takes care of any of your odor issues.
Whole body deodorant with Lumi, seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, your underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control over up to 72 hours.
And it's baking soda free and paraben free.
Plus, it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code SUP.
Joe and Lala the next day go to Tale of a Pup or something.
Yeah, they meet for hot dogs. But then the hot dogs look good as fuck. I was like, I'm going to go there and get a cheese dog.
Joe immediately sits cross-legged on the bench. And she's like, I want to gain entrance to the group because that is who is really important to Schwartz. And because I want to be important to him, I have to be friends with his friends. I was like, wow.
Girl, she goes, I want to feel welcome in this group if I'm going to be in Tom Schwartz's life forever. And Lala is the ticket to that. And I was like, I love
that you
nothing
think that.
More than... the transparency and unguardedness of like a reality newbie. Like for her to come in and just be like that open about it, I'm like, it's a breath of fresh air, but I'm also like, this, you will rue the day that you said anything that you're about to say in this show.
Joe says she had no idea about Scannaval.
Don't
I was
believe
like,
that.
Don't lie, Joe. Don't lie. Be honest.
Just say you did.
Be honest.
Is she going rogue by lying on Rogue?
I don't know. I didn't listen, but I'm like, you are a liar. You absolutely knew that was happening.
Yeah, you went on double dates. What did you think you were doing?
Well, they were just friends. She goes, honestly, in her confessional, she goes, honestly, I thought him and Ariana broke up. What?
So that's her way of being like, yeah, I knew. But the only reason...
She's really in love with Schwartz. It's really like, what a it's painful.
Horrible... place to find oneself in.
She calls him like casually calls him T-Money, and Lala goes T-Money, and he goes, oh yeah, we just call each other like randomly. One time I was just like T-Money, and he went, whoa, Joseph.
Lala's disgusted by their love.
Lala's like, damn, you guys are like really in it.
They're in a full-blown relationship.
They are. He's such a scumbag.
He's a bad person.
He's a scumbag.
James, Allie.
They said this show should be called James and the Girls.
James and the Girls. He's
always with the girls.
He is gay.
He is, but he's not. Like, I think he's bi.
Mm-hmm.
Or like...
he's curious.
Maybe not even bi. I feel like he's just like, likes attention. I fully believe that him and Logan, Sinister Logan,
absolutely,
were fucking.
Absolutely, 100.
But I don't think it's because he's really... I don't know. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, you seem like a dad.
Yeah.
But then I'm also
dad.
Like, I think you're evil. No. And Allie.
Rehabbing his image, like, it's hard to continually remember, but the truth about James. But then he does things like hang with the girls, and it makes me be like, I love James and the girls.
They go golfing in the valley. And I wrote, it's hard for me to reckon with this, to reconcile this, but it's like, I'm watching him golf, and I know what allegedly things are being said that he's done, and it really is, like, painful to hear that, because I see him doing this, and I'm like, yeah, he's hot. And he's tall. He is tall. He's 6'1".
He goes, you guys got your Bloody Marys. Are they good? Are they strong? Because the girls ordered Bloodies.
And one of them ordered a coconut Red Bull?
He ordered that.
What the fuck is that?
Probably coconut water and Red Bull. Oof. Can't think of anything worse.
So he doesn't drink, but he just smokes weed. He's always high. He's always blitzed.
He's fucking basically doing an 8-ball. He's high as shit and then chugging Red Bull and like espresso. Mm. I don't think you're sober if that's what you're doing. Mm-mm. He asked Katie about the Tory of it all. And she's like, why would anyone think it's weird? Why would anyone care? Lies. All lies.
Schwartz is going on a date as they speak. And Katie goes to Ariana. Katie goes, what was going on with you and Lala? And she, what was going on with you, Lala, and Sheena while I was, you know, about Tori? And Ariana just tells them what she was talking about. And she's like, I really just need to get out of my house. And she's like, and they're like, what kind of house are you wanting? And she goes, I want a tree house. And I was like, everyone does.
Yeah.
She got one.
She got something. But I don't.
She
like
got out of the house.
Yeah,
she got out of the house and she's in the hills. She's a real celeb these days.
It's good.
And they realize they all talk about how Sandoval is organizing a paintball day, which James goes, "Oh yeah, oi,
oi, fucking paintball."
All the girls are really good at golf. James is a bad.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is he gay? Does he have gay rage? Is he closeted? Is this what's going on?
I think it's gay rage.
Because Allie is so cute, but she, I'm, and I say this with the best, I say this like well-meaning. Allie looks like the kind of girl, a gay guy, if they had like a basic standard gay who's like kind of uncreative. If you were like, describe the perfect woman, they would describe Allie. Because she's like skinny and like cute and petite.
Okay, I have a theory.
No, am I wrong?
No, I'm right.
Is that misogynistic?
No, you're right. I
everyone's like, yes.
Yes, you fucking bitch. No, I
you know what I mean though.
Yeah, no, I get exactly where you're at. But I was thinking, because I watched last week's episode of The Valley, and like there's a moment where Kristen, like I'm just like trying to put together like Kristen, like how she gets all these guys to just like, because she's fucking bonkers. Like, I've never seen like a more borderline, like it's shocking.
She's off
her fucking rocker. But I was like, she gets these, always has a boyfriend.
Always, yeah.
And she talks about the, like having a drawer full of sex toys. Like she and her current beau have like a drawer. And
he's
I shudder.
So young, by the way.
How old is he?
He's 32.
Okay. So, but then I was like, Kristen is like milking these dudes' prostates. I think that she literally is like, watch this. And like, she fucking is like milking men's prostates and they've never had that before. But that's what I was thinking earlier today. And then now during this conversation with James, thinking about the women we've seen him date, which is like Beard Allie, Beard Raquel, because Raquel was kind of beard vibes too. Beauty queen. Like, that's very...
Love of my life.
Gay to date a beauty queen. And then prostate milker Kristen.
Who he was more himself with. Which is, like, chaos. His true self is a chaotic gay.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen and him... I just watched their, like, two seasons
when the
ago.
When they fuck in the BMW, on, like, the hood of his BMW after they, like, have a huge fight.
But the way they are together, I was like, oh, it's, like, a chaotic gay and his, like, chaotic hag. Who just happens
she
to like milk his
like,
prostate?
Introduced him to butt plugs. You know what I mean? I was like, you'll like this.
Maybe it's maybe so. I she always lands like a she and that guy Luke who scares me.
He's kind of gay vibes. No,
I don't think he's gay. I think he's a dork, but he has a big old dick.
Really?
You know that? She says he does.
Oh, I haven't watched like the most recent.
I mean,
episode.
Who knows?
I just have a theory that she's the milkmaid.
Basically, your theory is that, like, straight men in particular, like, secretly just want to get their asses milked.
Straight men, like, who find themselves sexually, like, wrapped up with, like, a siren such as Kristen, I think that there is a world
they're getting milked.
In which you lure them into a good milking. I think if you,
because Kristen
woman,
always has a boyfriend,
yeah,
and she's fucking.
And everyone says like she's. I think like, and also crazy people are just like good at sex. They really are. Like I fucked like a fucking crazy guy, and it was some of the best sex I've ever had. Like a fully like he was like male borderline, and I was like, this shit's wild.
Damn.
Yeah.
And do we think James is good in bed?
I don't know.
Maybe with guys.
Ask Logan.
Ask Logan.
But this is my working. This is my working hypothesis.
The milker.
The milkmaid. But I think that when you harness your fucking psychotic feminine energy and you wrap a
you
guy
milk.
Up, you even as if he is totally
the milker.
Even if he is totally averse to like. Any butt stuff, even if he's one of those guys like get your fucking hand. Like
get your hands out of my fucking rim.
Yeah, you can convince a guy with enough
watch this.
Yeah, where you get him in the moment and you like because it's also like they're gonna probably like it.
Yeah. I
like,
think
biologically a man has like even more pleasure in his anus than a woman. So I feel like you just have to use your feminine wiles to milk, and then you have that man literally wrapped around your finger.
You have his bussy wrapped around your forefinger.
His bussy is yours.
Yeah, I think that's a good theory. I think that's part of it. I think she just also is like...
But you can't expect that out of a man who's already on a milking journey of his own.
I think James was getting milked long before Kristen came into the picture.
I think that's why their relationship didn't work out.
But I hear you. And I'm sure she milked Sandoval a few times.
Oh, I think that Sandoval got fucking Doty.
But I think James has been getting milked since he could. Also, I forgot James was living with some old gay man in Beverly Hills. The milker.
John.
Not John. Paul.
Paul.
Paul?
Paul.
Paul. No, but I'm saying the way he says it. Paul.
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 Yeah.
He was getting milked in that Beverly Hills high rise.
Oh, he sure was.
He got to live rent free with a sheet.
He sure the fuck was.
He was getting, he had sheet milkers. Not sheet girls. Okay, we have to keep going. Okay, you have to go soon.
Fucking Katie, they're all talking about going paintballing, and Katie goes, I would rather fucking eat a leather jacket. What the fuck is her obsession with eating jackets?
What is she talking about? What is she talking about? When people, I'm like, I hear sometimes these people on this show in particular, this crew, say like...
It's a gnarly crew.
But it's just like, they say like little like... What even is this? Like
they're isms. Like they're making up things.
Yeah, I'm like, your figure is like, that's so wrong. It's just off. You guys are all off. They're all fucking off.
They are.
I'd rather eat a leather jacket. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
My goodness.
Lala goes to a sperm bank with Shishu.
Okay, my theory also is that this fucking sperm bank just like spawn-conned this segment of the show. I feel like this sperm bank gave Lala $48,000 to shoot a scene at the sperm bank.
I wrote, Lala wants an entirely autonomous pregnancy. No man, just his cum. And I wrote, hell
yeah. This is the future for... society. Honestly, yeah. Men, straight men have flopped so hard.
they really have.
And they have limited time to get their shit together because do you know how many sperm banks, like this also, I was like, God, this is such a harbinger of like where we are now as a society that like these people on Vanderpump Rules are doing this. Like if I really wanted a kid, I would just fucking like whatever. Yeah.
Lala wants to baste.
Did she say she wants to have a party and baste at the party?
That's what I was saying. I think she wants to have like a ceremonial like yoni kind of.
At first I thought she wanted to have
No, girl. I think she's like,
because if I was like, oh, she wants to have a party where they go through the book together and they all choose the sperm, which no. I was like, okay, but that's like okay, and then when I rewatched it, it sounded like she wants to have a party where everyone's there, and then she's like, BRB, and goes to the bathroom and just bass.
I think that's what she said. I swear, TG, STG, I think she wants to have, like, live, laugh, like, love, like...
Live, laugh, bass.
James and the girls over and just watch her bass.
Or just, like, she goes in the bedroom.
She goes in the powder room, and then she comes out and she goes, I did it, and everyone cheers. And then she kind of just sits.
That's so wild to me.
Honestly, it's punk rock.
I mean, yeah.
She says she wants this baby to know that it was they were conceived with love. Meaning, at this point in her life, the love is with her family and friends.
I know,
which
but
I'm like, it's a little like, whoa. But also...
You're like, when you were born, mommy had... James Kennedy.
Mommy had James and the girls.
Mommy had James Kennedy, Ariana Maddox. Like, she's going to explain, like, who these people were. This is like, our new, like, celebrity, like, Nepo baby culture. Like, Dakota Johnson had, like, Tippi Hedren, Melanie Griffith, and Lala's second baby as, like, Lisa Vanderpump. And, like, James Kennedy and Ariana Maddox and Sheena Shea over eating fucking nachos fucking Maloney over while they ate some nachos, and then Lala took to the bathroom to baste.
Honestly, I'm like,
I support
this. This is my thing, is like, she is clearly very traumatized from what she just went through with her other baby and the custody issue that she is like,
she now needs to, she's in a place of basting party. This is what happens when you fuck the wrong straight man. You end up basting
the guy's
James,
like,
Kennedy in the living room.
The guy's like, don't worry, we do a really like intense psych eval of every donor.
And I like that.
Well, yeah, I was like, you, in this day and age, you can't have a...
But that needs to be like a crazy huge vetting process.
I think it is. I think at this point...
This is a great ad for this cryobank.
I think at this point, and this crew, the people they attract, they need the best vetting possible.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to... I will say, everyone needs to stop calling Rachel Ariana's best friend.
Yeah.
It's over. We don't believe you. Sheena, stop saying it.
Sheena goes... Dude, the beach was so intense. And then they talk, and Lala's like, I have no sympathy. She's still living in the house. Get the fuck out. And I was like, okay. Schwartz gets his hair done.
To Cuts for Kids. Where where Joe is like the like cleanup girl. Right?
Poor Joe.
She bleaches his hair. She's the one who bleached his hair. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. He looks like a shooter. He looks like a mass shooter.
Yeah, it's kind of becoming...
You like it?
I don't hate it.
I think he looks really scary. Mrs. Butterworth.
His hair is like the color of a butter.
He gets a cut, and you see like the person who owns the salon is cutting next to Joe, and she keeps being like, how's it going over here? Because Joe's doing it. Schwartz is like, yeah, I went on a date last night. And you see Joe just be like, oh. He's like, yeah, now she's on a date with Katie. And she goes, who's this girl again? And she goes, Tori. She goes, she's really close with Sheena. They've been friends for 10 years. I was like, wait.
Sheena's known Tori since she was 14?
I was like, I think she's like 22. I was
she's 24.
They've been close friends since she was 14. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And Joe is like, literally.
They probably like fucked that morning.
Yeah, I'm literally like, I think Joe's
doing something that I think many people have found themselves in this situation. Maybe not living with someone, but like Tom Schwartz is the kind of guy that just will accept whoever's around him is what he will accept. So if you keep putting yourself around him and like being with him, he's not, no guy is going to tell you like, stop fucking me.
Yeah, I think, but.
Stop doing my dishes. Stop, like, cleaning up my apartment.
Stop taking my dogs
stop
out for a walk.
Stop caring for my dogs. Like,
it's
stop
sick.
Sucking my dick. Like, no guy
stop
is gonna,
sucking my limp dick.
Yeah. Stop just trying to get me hard, and it's not working, but it's kind of fun while it lasts. Like, no guy is going to say no to that because you're a live-in maid, a roommate, a dog walker, a mother,
and
a therapist, and a dick sucker.
This is like proving the theory that like straight men like Schwartz want to date a guy with tits. Like they want a dude. You know what I mean?
He needs friends and companionship, and there was, and like he'll take whatever and then he'll treat it. You can get really intimate with someone in that situation, but that doesn't mean he's going to respect you.
No, it's really sad and dark, and it made me sad. And he's like, I want to go tonight. I'm going. Sandoval wants to take me to the Mondrian. I was like, oh,
he
God,
goes, I'm going to a singles bar. Mixer at the Mondrian. She goes, I want to come. And I was like, no.
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 But I was like, and Sandoval and Schwartz goes, oh, yeah, you should come. I was like, oh, fuck, Joe.
Not good.
I want to go in and go, I'm going to make this short and sweet. I want to go in and extract Joe. And like,
Joe needs to be extracted by like the FBI.
Yeah. Tori. Where's Tori?
Joe needs to be, like, put into witness protection and, like, start a new life after this season of Vanderpump Rules. Like, this is a torched decision through and through. She should get a new identity.
Katie and Tori are having a painting date at Katie's, and I kind of blacked out during those.
There was nothing to see there.
It was very much that meme.
Katie shows her painting. It's like...
What was this date?
I don't know. Katie loves like a craft. This crew loves like a preschool date. They love
the painting.
They love a preschool moment. The girls, busted ass Sex in the City, Lala, Katie, Ariana,
they go into a dive bar and they're in slow mo. And I swear the song was, I'ma be a bitch. I'ma be, what?
No, and when it slowly panned up, I literally was like, oh, it's the girls. And then it panned up and I saw Katie and I was like, who's that dude with them? And then I realized because of her jersey that she was wearing, she was so mask on top. I thought that it was like the girls and like they're like non-binary, like a bearded lady friend. You know what I mean? Like I was like, oh, it's
a radical fairy.
The girls are a radical fairy. I was like, oh, this dude's new, and then I was like, no, it's
and the music's literally the song. I swear it was going, I'ma be a bitch.
Probably was.
I was like, where are they? Culver City? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I was like, you guys.
They go into a dive bar.
Lala, Samantha, Katie's Miranda, Sheena's Charlotte, and Ariana's Carrie.
100%.
Ariana goes, wait, Katie, I want to hear about your date. And Katie goes, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was really fun. Okay. We did crafts.
And talk. And then Tom Schwartz is at the singles mixer with Joe. And she will not stop touching his hair. She's there as his girlfriend. As his live-in girlfriend.
She's, like, grooming him. She's, like, they're, like, she's, like, preening and, like, grooming him and, like, zhuzhing up his hair as he's talking. Like, I was just, like, not only is he girlfriend, she's mummy.
They've been sleeping together, saying I love you to each other.
They're in a relationship. She lives at his house and they fuck like every night.
And they say, I love you to each other. You have a girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend. And you're at a singles event at the Mondrian.
This is my worst nightmare of a place to find myself.
Who's Craig? Tom's assistant?
Yeah.
I was like,
I literally, when he said my assistant Craig, I thought it was going to be like my.
The podcast guy?
Podcast guy from some podcast. Because I think that they're close. I don't know what they're doing.
That would be
a
great trajectory.
That and I was like, ooh. But then it was a different Craig.
Craig's kind of hot.
I know.
But I was like, who the fuck?
He's easy on the eyes.
Is this Anne's replacement already?
I guess so.
Is this some dude?
Or this is straight horror. Joe and Schwartz.
Why are they always at Skybar?
They love it there.
It's hell to me.
They love it.
But they're always at Sunset Strip.
Sanibo is, Schwartz is just so charming. He's just going to always give off mixed singles. I was like, what?
No, this is
charming.
Yeah, lie. And also lie again, because this isn't giving off mixed signals when you're
inside
someone.
When you say move
someone
in with me and I love you, that's a pretty straightforward signal.
Schwartz starts flirting with this girl and like Joe's kind of off to the side and then they start making out with each other and then Joe comes over and she goes, what in tarnation? And I was like,
I hit it first.
She goes, wow, what in tarnation? Okay, I'm going to head out. And then Schwartz goes, oh, Joseph, what are you doing?
I'm obsessed with that woman that was hitting on him. She goes, you've never been kissed like you've been kissed by me. And he sucks down his tongue and down her throat. And I was like, damn, she like hoovered his face.
She was giving Rock of Love.
She was.
But I was like, imagine that's your like one screen time is making out badly with Tom Schwartz.
I know.
At the Mondrian. And then Joe's like, all right, I'm going to go. And then she puts her purse on and skedaddles, trying not to cry in front of. This is the second time Joe has had to like flee.
Leave a place.
The Sunset Strip because she's like being spiritually wounded.
Mm-hmm.
Really amazing.
I'm like, this is what you get when you're in a relationship with Tom Schwartz. Lala goes, so I had lunch with Joe at a hot dog stand yesterday. And Katie goes, what? Why? How did this happen? I wrote, because you're all on a show where you all have to like film scenes with each other.
She gets mad. She's like, I'm like very disappointed in you, this woman. It's like, Katie, shut up.
Get over it.
You're divorced.
This guy
fucking sucks.
Fully divorced from this man.
You're also now...
You're dating a girl that he's also dating.
You are going after the same person. Like, you are engaged in eternal warfare with this person.
You're being creepy.
Stop. Like, Lala is just, like, this, that bum, that annoyed me so much.
Yeah, I was annoyed. And I also was, like, when Lala was, like, you weren't friends with, she was, you weren't friends with Rachel, you weren't friends with Joe, but you're holding on to it, like, crazy. So, like, that's on you, and I don't need to explain myself to you.
She gagged her with that.
She really did.
She goes, at some point, we gotta let this all go. I was like,
it's
whoa.
True. Go use your fucking feminine wiles and, like, start, like, just laying pipe to girls.
And, like,
you've got this girlfriend.
You got this girlfriend. I've never been hotter. I root for Katie.
Me
but
too.
But I'm like, you got it going on.
You do not need to care about anything that this man does.
Yeah. And it's like, do you want to care about this? Like,
she does.
This is hell. Joe is like a golden retriever. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to like.
Woman who willingly involves herself with Tom Schwartz, may God have mercy on her soul. And you just have to be glad that it's not you.
Have sympathy for her and then move on.
Is Kyle Chan gay or straight? What's the deal?
I don't know, because he had a party during one season for gay marriage passing at Pump.
I always thought he was gay until this Mondrian event.
He might just be like a cheesy straight guy.
Okay.
Who knows?
A jeweler. Tom Schwartz is like flirting with that face sucker girl. And he was like, she's like, give me your hat. And he goes, you want my hat? Here you go. And Joe goes, you give her your hat? You don't have any more hats. And he goes, no, I do. I have like 70 in my storage unit. And she goes, oh, good. Yay. And I was like, Joe, you have to change your full identity.
The concern being like, you can't give, that's your hat. Like, after that, like.
No.
It's so sad.
Mm-mm. They go paintballing.
Sannibal is walking everywhere like he's in Saturday Night Fever. He's carrying the paintball. They're in, like, Simi Valley. Lala and Sheena
Billy
are, like,
Lee's, like, fully armed.
Billy Lee?
She looks like a SWAT team.
Yeah, Billy Lee is, she is there to win.
Mm-hmm.
The teams are divided between James and Sannibal. And Lala and Sheena are just watching, and they look like wags of paintballers.
I love the instructor explaining the, like, dangers of paintballing and going,
scary.
You could go blind. It could hit you in the eye. You'll go instantly blind. You could hit you in the nose. It takes off a chunk of your nose. Now you're having reconstructive surgery. I was like, I've been paintballing maybe one time, and I just, like, hid behind something.
I think it's good to say it to these people, because all of them
because fucking James would shoot someone like point blank in the face.
But all of them have had
nose jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed with Brock wearing absolutely zero protective clothes. He wears a thin t-shirt and little short shorts.
Billy Lee is like, she is dropping out of a helicopter, like Halo drop.
Was she in the army?
Maybe.
She's giving like a former like army or navy.
I was like, what if Hills Have Eyes happens?
I would trust Billy Lee.
Billy Lee is like, she's like a post-apocalyptic queen.
I would follow her out of like the nuclear wasteland to a better future.
She is commando style in the thick of it. Schwartz and Sannibal and James immediately get shot. Which made me laugh really hard. Sannibal immediately lights up one of those like smoke grenades and just
he just goes,
and then he gets shot. He goes,
James shoots him. He goes, I got your shoe, mate. I got your fucking shoe. And he goes, I got shot in the shoe. Lala's talking to Sheena. She goes, she's sketched out by all the 23-year-olds that are around.
And she goes, who are all these people?
Sheena goes, so what? I hang out with Tori. She's 24.
I was like, yeah, you've been. Like,
yeah, that's crazy. That's kooky.
I'm imagining Sheena like at like, like 10-15 style, like at like a 14-year-old party when she was like 27, and just being like, yeah, like fucking rocking, like this is fucking crazy.
Be like, yeah, Harry Styles is cute. He's not my favorite, but I'm a Zayn girl.
Just like hanging out in someone's basement in like the Inland Empire.
She like went to like she spent a couple days on like the Vanderpump Rules off season when she was like single and like childless, just like going to the local high school. Like
hanging out,
never been kiss style, and she just like enrolled and like went to some classes, and that's where she met Tori. Not even high school, middle school.
After she got divorced from Shay, she just like, she would go to Inland Empire and like hang out with like the 14-year-old girls.
Like after school.
Yeah, and be like, so what are we going to do today?
Or like she would like meet them for shopping on Melrose. They'd be like, see you at school. And she's like, I don't go to your school. I go to like the other middle school. But she goes, but I'll see you on Melrose tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they would all meet and like go get their tongues pierced together. Sheena would always meet the girls 13. To shop on Melrose. Yeah.
Damn.
But like a sweet 13.
We cut to the Schwartz's hovel and Joe is cleaning. I was like, girl, after all that? And she's talking to Butters, their dog, and she's making bird noises. She goes, and then Schwartz comes in, probably walk of shaming.
And he goes, hey, what's going on?
He goes, so what happened the other night? Am I sending mixed signals? And I was like, yeah, this is your girlfriend that you live with.
You like, yeah, you come in me.
That's you came in me last night and we said, I love you.
Yeah.
As we both came staring into each other's eyes and said, like, I love you.
He goes, whoa, like, what's going on? He's like, because I'm dating other people. I'm having sex with other people.
I don't really believe that.
No.
And he's like, I don't. I mean, imagine telling someone that lives in your house that you fuck and you say, I love you too, that you don't want a relationship.
And then they like
sit down. Who's literally doing your dishes.
They sit down on the couch and he basically is like, I don't want to see you anymore. And she's like, cool. Like, if you need, like, you know.
Well, she has to be like, I don't think we should hang out anymore. Yeah. Because he would never be as straightforward.
Well, no, but she says, I don't think we should hang out with you more and maybe ever. And he goes, cool, that's fine.
And then they talk and he's just like still flopping. And then she's like, I would never make you like have to do something you didn't want to do, like blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, girl, you got to get out. You just stop talking, please.
And then she starts crying and says, I need to call my dad. And I was like, I've been there.
She's in love with Tom Schwartz.
Yeah, and he's in love with her. Maybe no. I don't think he is.
But he keeps doing this exact same thing he did to Katie, where he goes, Joseph, no, no, cry.
Joseph, no.
This man is a broken man.
If Katie was really... never mind.
She's got to stay away. Guys, we have to wrap it up.
We have to wrap it up.
But we'll be back, like probably less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
We're recapping the Valley... the last week's episode that we missed, and we're going to recap this week's episode. So you're about to get like a flood of content.
Don't even worry
about it. Should we do the cult shout out?
Yeah.
Alex Delisle,
my friend. I love her.
Oh my God. Makeup Fresh. DJ Boo Boo.
Rachel in Dublin.
Emily Vaughn.
Gina Sapienza.
Sarah Elizabeth. Lucy from London.
Brooke Johansson.
Rachel Knight.
Brittany Ryan Rice.
Danielle McMillan. Bridget Wasowski.
Wasowski.
Lady Swampwitch gives no fucks.
Lady Swampwitch.
Jessica Hernandez.
Jessica Hernandez.
Malzatal.
Mary.
Mike Earhart.
Sharon Baum Realtor.
Timothy Chalamet. Summer Moon Davies. Rogue Stanley. Rogue. Matthew Thomas. Mm-hmm. Owsley Robinson. Mm-hmm. Mariah Kay. Kathy West.
Kathy Veast.
Kit Moore.
Hillary.
Orlando. Patron of the Farts.
Nick Sedaris.
Emily. Kim Lucas. RJ.
Jeffrey Pratima. Guys, we'll see you soon.
Bye. Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more stuff and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.